talking about it today so you can talk about it tomorrow.
The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Hello, hello, hello. 203-333-9422. Joining us now is a guest who has a fascinating kind of a story. She's a young girl. She's only 10 years old. I think she's only 10 years old. Is that right? Are you only 10? And hi, Drea. Are you there?
Yep, it's Drea.
Drea, okay, Drea is 10 years old. She lives in Middlefield, Connecticut. She's going into the fifth grade. And she is a girl who embraces and loves her mixed race heritage and started a fundraiser in order to raise money for books that promote and encourage and welcome diversity. And her campaign took off. They wrote a big article about her in the Middletown Press. And we thought we would get to know Drea. Hi, Drea. Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Drea, is your last name Gohagan? How do you pronounce your last name?
Gohagan, that was correct.
Hi, Drea. Welcome. Welcome to the show today. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So tell us a little bit about what this fundraising project is that you began.
It's for buying books to put more diverse books into schools, because when I went to school in fourth grade and kindergarten and all of them, there wasn't that many books about, like, black kids or disabled kids or, like, gay marriage and stuff like that. So I decided that I want to raise money so I can put diverse books into schools.
So tell us about your family, Drea. Tell us about your own family and why this was important to you.
It's important to me because most kids, when they look at me, some of them think, oh, she's black, or, oh, she's white. Most of them don't think, oh, she's both black and white, because my dad is black and my mom is white.
And do you think that kids, when they look at you, are thinking about your race? Like, do you think about that when you see other kids? Do you automatically, like, put them in a category like that? Is that a common thing?
No, that's kind of rude. Like, say you were to go up to someone who was mixed and they were more light, they would be like, oh, I didn't know you were right. That would probably be offensive to them to be like, hey, that I'm a mix of both black and white.
Right, right. And so in your school, are there a lot of kids in your classroom who are black and white and mixed?
No, there's not a lot.
Is it mostly white or mostly black?
Mostly white. Kids.
Mostly white kids. Okay. And so when you were reading books in school, you felt like you were only reading about white kids and you wanted to read about other kinds of kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, Drea, what are some of your favorite books? What are some good book titles that star a character that would be black or disabled, something else other that you thought other libraries should have? What are some of your favorite books?
I read a book called Blended, and
Blended?
It was about Blended.
Okay.
Blended like that.
Yeah. And it was about a girl who is mixed and, like, her just living her life as a mixed girl.
S-P-L-E-N-D-I-D, Splendid?
No, Blended. Blended like
oh,
a
blended. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm not hearing it properly. Blended. Okay, Blended. That's really cool. And is the book appropriate for, like, fourth and fifth grade reading level or higher or lower? What reading level would you say that is, Drea?
Higher, like fourth and fifth.
Fourth and fifth. It's called Blended, and it's a good book. You like it?
Yes.
Why did you like it?
I liked it because not only did it have a mixed character, it went over, like, bigger topics that need to be solved in the world.
So Drea, it sounds like you're a big thinker. So talk to me a little bit about that. So what are some of the bigger topics that you think people should be caring about right now?
Her parents were divorced, and she had a little anxiety and stuff in her brain like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, kids would be like, oh, your parents are divorced. How, like, fun is that? Like, two Christmases and stuff. And she would just be like, it actually talked about, like, what real stuff happens with divorced parents. And it talked about, like, racism and stuff.
It sounds like a great book. I'm glad it really had an impact on you, huh, Drea? It's amazing how one book can really change your life and affect your life, particularly at your age. I think at your age is when I started reading the books that really affected how I view the world. So you decided that more libraries should have more of these books. Tell me about how you're only 10 years old. We're chatting with Drea Gohagan. You live in Middlefield, Connecticut, is that right?
Well, yes, part of Middlefield.
Part of Middlefield.
Okay. So tell me how you started a fundraising campaign.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this mom?
This is Drea's mom.
Hi, Drea's mom. Hello.
Okay. She actually did this campaign 3 years ago after Charlottesville. We were kind of feeling as a family a little like we wanted to do something, and books really helped her understand things like race and racism and what it means to be mixed. So we originally 3 years ago raised $1,000 in 2 days using GoFundMe, and then in the middle of June she was invited to be a keynote speaker at a teacher conference, a virtual one, and she told them about her fundraising and activism and how she kind of took over Black History Month in her school. And she told them about the fundraiser, and the teachers asked for her to reopen the GoFundMe. So she made a new GoFundMe. And in 2 weeks, she raised $4,000.
Isn't that amazing? And how are you going to spend the money?
I'm going to spend it buying diverse books and not only giving it to my school, to, like, my friends and my cousins, their school, too.
That's a great idea. And maybe there'll be a book publisher who will see this article or hear this broadcast, and they'll want to give you a deep discount on the book so you can get more books for the same money. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be really good. You can get more books. You can maybe buy them wholesale, right, Drea? Maybe not have to buy them retail. That would be better, right? Wouldn't that be good? So, yeah, it would be. So, Drea, when you're around your table, it sounds like you have a pretty sophisticated family. Are you the only child in your family? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No, I don't have any brothers or sisters. I'm an only child.
So it's just you with your parents. And when you're sitting around the dinner table, it sounds like you get into some pretty meaningful conversations, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty lucky for you to have parents who are able to talk with you about social justice and all these big ideas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
If she probably talks to, we try to shield her from a lot of things in the recent events, but, you know, kids always find out. So she asks a lot of questions, and so we try to answer the best we can without her getting too afraid, but understand that, you know, we have to stand up for people, and we have to really understand how we can help.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big conversation. We're chatting with Michelle Gohagan, who is the Director of Instructional Technology and Professional Development at Middletown Public Schools. If this article is correct, it says that your husband, Darryl Gohagan, works at DCF, Department of Children and Families. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Michelle, it's such a, Michelle and Drea, it's such a big conversation right now, but I think personally as a mother like you are, that you can't lead with fear, you know, and in fact, activism is a beautiful antidote to fear.
Exactly. And after she learned about what happened with George Floyd, she definitely wanted to act. She hosted like a chalk the walk where people in her community came and wrote inspirational quotes on her street. Her toys had a protest. She really tried.
Her toys had a protest.
Yeah.
That's quite something. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, they made her friend made signs for their toys and put them on the front steps so when people came, they could see why they were acting. She really just tries to express herself either through art or what she can do that's appropriate for her, really.
Well,
and
training
for the movie that both their friends. You did? You already finished?
Remember the one with the Black Lives
Matter. She made a Black Lives Matter. She wants me to tell you that she made a movie about Black Lives Matter and remembering people that died because of racial violence.
Drea, how did you make a movie?
On iMovie and Procreate.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I can't do it myself. I can't figure it out. I'm just always so impressed. I think the computer software people, Michelle, are talking to this young, open, sponge-like brain, and my brain must have closed along the way because I try and learn these programs and I give up. You know what I mean? It's hard for me.
What do you have to be to learn technology?
Right? Well, who am I talking to here? You're the director of instructional technology, so obviously I'm talking to the wrong person. You also have that open sponge brain, but I don't have that open sponge brain.
Hers is more open than mine. She's teaching me a lot lately since we've been home on distance learning.
Isn't that amazing how much your kids can keep teaching you, particularly now in this world of tech? It's so true. Well, Drea, it's so nice to chat with you. Michelle, how'd you get such a pretty name like Drea? Where does Drea come from?
Her father came up with it. His name is Daryl Ray, and his family has a tradition of everyone having the same initials of DRG. So Drea is from Daryl. He wants me to tell you that he smushed Daryl and Ray together to come up with Drea.
Oh, no, I figured that. That I got. When you told me his name, I got that. It's very pretty. It's a very pretty name. Well, Drea, I'm sorry I can't meet you in person. I'm sorry because of COVID you couldn't come into the studio. But maybe another time it'll be my pleasure to meet you and even one day shake your hand. How nice would that be to be past this crisis? And I think that I'm going to make sure that a few kids in my life get that book, Blended, B-L-E-N-D-E-D, and I'll pass it around my community, too. So thank you very much for coming on the show today, and thanks for what you're doing. You're making a positive difference in the world. There's nothing like literacy and education and learning to make a good difference in the world. So good for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Drea. And congrats to you, Michelle, and you, Daryl, in the background for raising such an upright, strong young woman. Isn't that wonderful?
It is. She's a good kid.
Put some shoes on, though.
What do you say? Okay. All right, everybody. Take care and be well. Thanks for joining us on the Lisa Wexler Show today. All right, we'll be right back with more of the show. Coming right back.